Soil health, it's vital, not only for a successful year and good yields, but soil health is also pivotal for the long-term success of your farm operation. I recently sat down with Jessica Schultz, senior agronomist at Sound Ag, to learn about Source, how it can help you in the fields, and what separates Source from other soil health products on the market.
Yeah, so Source truly is a one-of-a-kind product. It is a chemistry, so it's not a biological, it's not a food for microbes, and it's not a PGR, which are usually the different categories of products we get grouped in with. But instead, Source is a chemistry that's foliar applied. It moves through the plant, comes out the root zone, and it mimics a signal that plants naturally make that communicate or trigger microbes to come to the root zone and form a relationship, a symbiotic relationship with the plant.
So, Jessica, which microbes does Source activate?
That's a great question. So we know that there are billions of microbes in the soil, in just one teaspoon of soil, actually. And so when we're talking about microbes that we are specifically targeting with our chemistry, we've seen that in a study of a soil test where we saw 300 different species of nitrogen-fixing bacteria, we were able to activate 200-plus of those nitrogen-fixing bacteria. In addition, we also activate phosphorus-solubilizing microbes. This includes fungi and bacteria.
Which crops can Source be used on?
We are labeled for corn, soybeans, grass hay, alfalfa, wheat, and cotton. And we are soon expanding into other legumes, small grains, and hopefully down the line, sugar beets and canola.
Jessica, a lot of farmers want to know, how does Source benefit the bottom line?
So when I look at Source and how it can be incorporated into someone's production system, I really look at it as a way to be more efficient with our nutrient use on our field. So we focus on looking at what the grower is putting into their field for nutrients such as nitrogen and phosphorus. And we see how we can maybe cut back on that and utilize this beneficial relationship that Source helps create with the microbes to be more efficient with our access to nitrogen and phosphorus that's in our soil. We're also exploring how Source can benefit us with our micronutrients as well, and potentially looking at water use efficiency. So there's many benefits to having a more efficient access to our nutrients, not only for our economic bottom line, but also for the nature and sustainability of the watershed you're in and the overall environment.
So what about Source are you most excited?
I'm really excited about this idea of Source as being a total nutrient use efficiency type of product, looking at both micronutrients, macronutrients, but also at water. So what we've seen so far with Source over and over again is that it has this great benefit of plant health. And how we're observing that is through tissue tests, but also going out into fields with farmers and doing root digs and looking at overall plant health. And what we've seen consistently is that the Source-applied crops, whether it's corn or soybeans or wheat or alfalfa, is having greater plant health characteristics than the untreated area. So I'm really excited about the future of looking in the Northwest at how can we utilize that plant health for a better crop that gives us higher digestibility if we're looking at silage crops, or better access to water if we're looking in the watersheds where water is becoming scarce.
If farmers across the Northwest want to learn more about Sound Ag or about Source, where's the best place to go?
The best place to go is our website. You can see a lot that's happening with the product there. You'll see a lot of corn and soybeans and see a lot of data from the Corn Belt. But it's a good place to start. Otherwise, going to our social media sites, you can get a little bit more in-depth of explanation of things. And then directly contacting me or the salesperson in the region.
Once again, that was Jessica Schultz, senior agronomist at SoundAg.